This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden announced a new goal of cutting U.S. greenhouse gas pollution as he kicked off a virtual global summit on climate change with dozens of other world leaders. VOA's Patsy Wadakuswara reports.
As President Joe Biden convened the virtual climate summit of 40 world leaders, he made an ambitious commitment to cut U.S. carbon emissions by 50 to 52% below 2005 levels by 2030. And the hope is that other countries will also go further before the November UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow.
To protect livelihoods around the world and keep global warming at a maximum of 1.5 degrees Celsius.
Some, including leaders of the European Union, Japan, and Canada, announced new targets, as well as Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. But the world's largest CO2 emitter did not make a new pledge. China's rapid development means achieving carbon neutrality in such a short time frame will be a challenge, said President Xi Jinping. India, the world's third largest emitter, and Russia, the fourth largest, also made no new commitments. Patsy Wadakuswara, VOA News.
Canada is banning passenger flights from India and Pakistan because of COVID-19 restrictions. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Canada is banning all passenger flights from India and Pakistan for 30 days due to an increasing wave of COVID-19 cases in that region. Canada's transport minister announced the ban hours after India reported 314,000 new infections in the previous 24 hours, a global record. Canada's health minister said half of the people testing positive for the coronavirus after arriving by airplane came from India. Cargo flights from India and Pakistan will continue. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Hundreds of mourners packed into a church in Minneapolis to remember Dante Wright, a 20-year-old black father shot by a police officer during a traffic stop in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. AP's Jennifer King reports.
The Minneapolis funeral for Dante Wright was held just 2 days after former police officer Derek Chauvin was convicted of murder in the death of George Floyd. Attorney Ben Crump represents both the Floyd and Wright families.
Dante Wright, life matters!
During the eulogy, the Reverend Al Sharpton rebuked the possibility that Wright was pulled over for having air fresheners dangling from his mirror.
We're trying to get the stench of police brutality out of the atmosphere.
Dante's mother, Katie Wright, told mourners she stayed up late, worrying about what she would say about her son.
The roles should completely be reversed. My son should be burying me.
The officer who shot Wright is charged with second-degree manslaughter, and Brooklyn Center police say it appears she used her pistol when she meant to use her taser. I'm Jennifer King.
Officials in Pakistan said Thursday the death toll had risen to at least five from an overnight suicide car bombing at a luxury hotel in Quetta, which apparently targeted visiting Chinese diplomats. The powerful explosion ripped through the parking lot of the Serena Hotel, injuring at least 13 people, some of them critically. Security sources said the bomber detonated the vehicle-borne explosives just before China's ambassador to Pakistan was due to arrive back at the hotel from a dinner party elsewhere in the city. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban militant group claimed responsibility for the bombing. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Wenbin said at a daily briefing Thursday that Beijing strongly condemns the bombing and extended sympathies to the victims. Liftoff is scheduled for early Friday, and for the first time, NASA is putting its trust in a recycled SpaceX rocket and capsule for the crew. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
This will be SpaceX's third launch of astronauts for NASA in less than a year.
We're flying NASA astronauts on a flight-proven Dragon and a flight-proven Falcon.
Benji Reed is with SpaceX. Weather forced a delay. Bob Behnken flew a test flight to the International Space Station last spring. His wife, Megan MacArthur, is on this latest flight.
It's amazing to think that I will be sitting in the same seat that that Bob was sitting in when he certified that vehicle the very first time that it launched.
Japan's Ahiko Hoshide is part of the diverse crew.
We have American, French, and Japanese astronauts on board.
They will be on the International Space Station for 6 months. Four others are scheduled to return to Earth next week. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.